Hello, my name is Bettina Fritsche and I would like to welcome everybody on behalf of the organizing team. I would like to give a special welcome, of course, to our guests from Aotearoa, Te Kawehau Hoskins, Alison Jones and Deb Ravery, but also to the colleagues who will give presentations and or overtook chairings of sessions, and also to colleagues who came to attend the conference because they are interested in the topic. This conference had a long lead time. I started to get engaged with Indigenous theories in 2020, a year deeply influenced by the COVID crisis. Maybe the lockdown situation and an increasing awareness in relation to escalating global crisis influenced my quickly rising interest in those theories, which are very scarcely known in the context of German education studies. The more I learned about Indigenous theories, the more I realized their high potential in putting hegemonial Western frameworks of thinking into question. I developed an understanding of Indigenous theories as field of translation between Indigenous knowledge and the dominant Western knowledge systems. The work of scholars in the field of Indigenous studies brushes against the grain dominant sets of knowledge that often appear unquestioned and natural. This process makes it possible to put into effect this knowledge's potential colonial heritage and to recognize its situatedness and contingency. Such translations also become apparent, for example, in the work of Indigenous artist Daniel Boyd, who had an important exhibition in Berlin this year. In some of his artworks, Boyd presents rebelips. Maps called Rebelip are made in Majel, the Marshall Islands. They show swells, currents, and islands of the Great Ocean and were used in the region for orientation. They are made of shells and wooden sticks held together with coconut fiber. Boyd encountered the Rebelips in the archives of the Scottish writer Robert Louis Stevenson. The artist's work with the rebelips serves as a template for a reflection on how cultural objects are torn from their original context and how local knowledge is dispersed as a result of colonization. It can also be said that he retraces translations between traditional Indigenous knowledge and its appropriation in the course of colonization, and in doing so produces new decolonial translations. Researchers in the field of Indigenous theory similarly work with marginalized sets of knowledge and use them in order to question and expand hegemonial knowledge. For example, Te Kawehau Hoskins and Alison Jones in their article Non-Human Others and Kaupapa Maori Research confront approaches in new materialism with Kaupapa Maori's relational ontology and approach to the material world. Thus, an engagement with Indigenous theories can be regarded as an engagement with the limits of our theoretical frameworks, but it also inevitably involves questions of research, ethics, and power relations, as well as the topic of global inequality and solidarity, subjects which, from my point of view, are crucial in the field of educational studies. I learned to very much appreciate theorizing in the field of Kaupapa Maori, a rich and complex Indigenous philosophy and practice developed by Maori theorists in New Zealand, Aotearoa. In 2021, I got in touch with Te Kawehau Hoskins and Alison Jones, who both work at Te Puna Wānanga School of Maori and Indigenous Education at the University of Auckland. In the course of several Zoom meetings, Te Kawehau, Alison, and from the German side, Isabel Ehring, Christine Riegel and me got to know each other, started an engaged conversation, and eventually Te Kawehau and Alison accepted our invitation to come to Freiburg. Isabel, Christine, who unfortunately cannot attend the conference, and me started to plan a workshop on the significance of Indigenous theories in educational studies in Europe with our colleagues from Aotearoa. The longer we planned the workshop, the more colleagues we met who were ready to participate with exciting contributions. So what started off as a workshop now became an international conference with 18 presentations and about 50 participants. We are looking forward to our discussions in the next 2 days, which will tackle questions of what are Indigenous theories and what are chances and challenges in relation to their reception by non-Indigenous scholars. Discussions which will also shed light on German colonialism and existing decolonial perspectives in education studies in Europe, and also on ethical questions and global perspectives. Before we start, I would like to thank the organizing team, Christine Riegel, Isabel Ehring, Bianca Basler, who later stepped in for Christine, and especially responsible for the catering, Aronja Trommer and Anna Albica, and responsible for the audio recordings is Franziska Macho-Pumpmeier. Thanks to all of you, and thanks to the Faculty of Education and the Department for General Education for the financial support of the conference. And now, have a wonderful conference, everybody.